The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Good morrow, dear sirs.
And madams, and everyone in between.
How are you doing on this fine, magnificent morn?
I'm not doing any better after whatever's happening right now.
Oh, I thought it would heal any of your woes. No?
No.
Great. Let's just pretend.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. My name is Sir Christine.
And I'm Baroness Alex.
Your page. You're my page.
I'm your page?
I'm a knight and you're my page.
What is this weird fanfic we're writing?
I don't know. I'm not as good at it as the Yelpers are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is probably a good thing. I probably shouldn't aspire for that. But
speaking of Yelpers, that's kind of what we do here.
That is what we do. We do read 1-star reviews from the internet that real people write. And we read them in a dramatic fashion.
For your pleasure.
For your also discomfort.
Mostly that, at least for us. Lots of sweat.
Mostly discomfort. Lots of sweat, lots of uncomfortable moments.
Yeah.
Lots of feelings of regret.
We've got some more of those for you today.
We do. I wanted to add real quick before we start. Well, this week's theme was McDonald's in Billings, Montana.
Correct.
And I believe I gave you a challenge to find negative reviews in which the reviewer blamed astrology, is that mm-hmm. right?
That's where in which the reviewer's complaint is largely based on astrology.
Yes. Not Nurse Jackie. What's Nurse Kelly?
Nurse Kelly and James.
Wrote it better. Nurse Kelly and James put that one in the jar for us. Before we do that, though, I wanted to add that, okay, yes, I understand. Dollar General is not a dollar store.
I don't know. I disagree. I know it's... Oh, you're going to correct them. Good.
I thought, okay, understand, it's a discount store. I did some digging. According to the stock market, It is a dollar store. According to Wikipedia, it is a dollar store.
According to Forbes, according to Business Insider.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Those are more real ones.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, listen, the internet has grouped them in that category, so I will read them.
Yes.
It has dollar in the name.
Yep. It counts. Trust us, We have broken the rules many times. I think this is like the least.
Yeah. I mean,
rule breaking.
I'm going to break the rules hardcore today. Yeah. So.
Oh, God. Are you doing just fast food like Wendy's and stuff?
No.
Did I already spoil your laziness or something? You couldn't dig and find them?
I'll explain.
Okay.
But also, we did receive a couple explanations about worst day ever, WDE. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that means War Damn Eagle, which is an Auburn shout.
Yeah.
Proclamation.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We just made so many people
RT,
mad.
RT.
We've made so many people mad.
I don't
one.
Know okay. anything about kidding. This. Hooday, that's all I know.
Yeah, let's just say Hooday and not get into Alabama sports
really
because that's not something we want to touch.
We don't care about that,
honestly.
Really. But WDE...
We're on both sides.
I get it. I get that is why, but I think worst day ever also fits.
And I think To be honest, I think that fit better it than fit Wardammy.
Right. And to be fair, some people said people will just write it anywhere at the end of sentences. So maybe that's what he meant. Yeah. Entirely possible. However, I also think it could have been worst day ever, since he seemed to have some pretty intense complaints about his 3,600 person baseball team.
More like War Dumb Eagle, am I right?
Oh.
Got him.
Nope.
No?
I'm staying out of this.
Okay. Go all Alabama sports, whatever.
Go Alabama.
Okay. So.
Now that that's out of the way.
Let's get into McDonald's, huh?
Great. Would you like to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
I've got a 1-star review from Lester. Didn't get my order right again. They need to train people better. I forgot. They get them from outside of the United States. End of review. Blah, blah.
Boy.
You ever say something and it just feels so icky coming out?
Yeah.
That's one of those moments for me.
A lot of the times, at least, we can blame other people for creating the words. However, relaying them doesn't feel much better.
It doesn't. Because it's not like I'm doing anything positive. I'm just reading negative shit.
Yeah, I did. You're right. We're just making, we're making more people hear it, right?
True.
I did.
Giving these people a platform.
I did hear, I did read a couple that said, it said, like, it wasn't worth reading on the show, but it, like, in the midst of, like, a 5-star review, it would say something like, and besides, they're all English speakers. Finally, a place where I can go and hear English. And I'm like, get over yourself. You live in Montana. You'll be fine.
What anyway, the heck?
I don't know. I really don't know. So I encountered that as well, but... Ugh. Lester put it more poignantly than anyone else I encountered. So.
Unfortunately
for the world. Well, my 1-star review is, and I didn't differentiate the McDonald's. Did you?
No.
Okay. Cause no.
All three of them.
Whatever. All like three or four. So Tim, and some of them had closed already.
Oh yeah. I didn't care.
Tim gave 1-star. I agree with other reviewers. Something at this location is more off than normal. It all starts in the bathrooms. It oozes its way, like a sludge, throughout the facility. Food? Not so much, no. End of review.
Whoa. I had goosebumps.
Move aside, Lester. Tim has stepped in.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What do you think the sludge is?
I don't
what
want,
does it represent?
I mean, it's coming out of the bathroom. I don't want to know.
Yeah, wait, okay, so...
I don't know if it's literal or metaphorical.
I was going to say, it sounded like a metaphor for something, and I got really into it. And then it's... Now that I think about it, it's a little too literal. If it starts in the bathroom...
Yeah.
Why would the metaphorical sludge start in the bathroom?
What I'm thinking is, in his profile photo, Tim did have a graduation cap, so maybe he studied creative writing and, is really trying to get his, practice in on Yelp, because this was very dramatic, and...
Unnecessarily dramatic.
Unnecessarily, because really we didn't even get any clarification.
Don't you want to get a point across?
Yeah, apparently not.
Apparently not.
All right.
I've got a 1-star review from Winkley.
Winkley?
Why? Can't make that up.
This better be good.
Remember that person who said we make this shit up?
Yep.
Winkley.
Although, to be fair, Winkley sounds like some shit we would make up, but we didn't, to be clear.
1-star. If I could give -5 stars, I would.
Oh.
I will never again go to this McDonald's. M-A-C.
Sure.
Donald's.
He's at the wrong place. Mm-hmm.
Not only did the rude slob at the window about hit me in the face with my food again for the who knows how many times, now you unorganized buffoons forgot half of my order. How fucking hard is it to put already made food into a bag? And you want to make 15 plus an hour? What a joke! And a review.
I love it's like that thing of they threw my order. Can you imagine? They probably just kind of tossed it over and he fucking reacted like they were hurling it in his face.
Yeah, probably dropped it himself.
Yeah.
Or herself. Winkley. What kind of name?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. It doesn't deserve much more thought, I guess, but.
No.
Wow.
Probably not.
Winkley had a tough day. I mean, with a name like Winkley, is anyone really going to take you seriously at a McDonald's?
Maybe it was someone like one of those pickup trucks that was 10 feet tall.
Oh, I love
those. They literally had to toss it up there.
Oh, right.
Otherwise, how
they
else
threw
would
it right at me.
Get it.
Yeah. With a name like Winkley, you know he's driving a gigantic pickup truck.
Yep.
For sure. My oh my. The next one's from Paul, and I think you will appreciate this one.
I almost never do.
This one might be an exception. Paul gave McDonald's 3 stars. January 14th, 2012.
Whoa, okay. That's really far back. When was this review written? In 2012?
I didn't check.
Okay, but that's like throwback.
I hope so, because that would be really weird if he
had... over 7 years ago.
Otherwise, that means he would have put it in a notebook and then gone back and typed it up later, a decade later. Okay.
I hope they mention Obama. That's all I'm saying. Okay, continue.
January 14th, 2012. Saturday. Lunch. 11:45 a.m. 2 adults.
Okay, screenplay. It's just
I know.
Beautiful.
Writes itself. Atmosphere. 5 stars. Food. 2 stars. Service. 4 stars. Background. Driving across country and just wanted something hot and fast. Atmosphere. This has to be one of the nicest McDonald's I've ever been to. Wow, they had carpet in the dining area.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
What?
Chairs with legs not bolted to the floor? Almost a cozy feel to the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This doesn't sound very cozy right now.
No, it doesn't. Food. This is a new category.
Okay.
Food. Appetizer. Really? At McDonald's? Next category.
What?
You put appetizer as one of the categories, but then we're like, really?
Why? Why would you even write it?
I think he probably uses this as like a formula for each all the food restaurant. Reviews, yeah. It looked like he had over 1,200.
10 bombs. More reviews. Bombs are better.
More bombs are better. Main course. I went with the classic crispy chicken meal. The tomato was still a little on the green side, and the mayo was so thick I had to scrape it off. The fries were cooked well, but the amount of salt on my fingers, after taking a few, would have killed a snail instantly. And I don't think he was trying to be funny. I think he literally was like, this would probably kill a snail instantly.
I'm trying to think what else, how else you could describe there being a lot of salt.
I mean, I guess that's a pretty good way, huh?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Gets the message
it,
across.
It really got the message across.
Well, it got a message across. I'm not sure what the message is. Dessert. We skipped this as we were in a hurry to get back on the road. Service. Our cashier would just stare at us waiting for more information. I can't read our mind. I don't know what I need to say. Just ask. Future. Maybe. When driving, you look for those fast food places near gas stations. End of review.
This is like someone who's never seen a McDonald's before or something.
I think so, too.
But they acted like really, at a McDonald's? Like
the cashier just stared at me, waiting for me to speak. Well, yes, they'd like to know what kind of salty-ass food you want.
This isn't... What? I think that they do not understand what kind of dining this is. Mm-mm. And yet they do when they say... Mention the appetizer.
I don't know.
Truly an enigma.
An enigma indeed.
I enjoyed it.
Thank
you're
you,
right.
Paul.
You're right, though.
We got very specific details.
I'm pleasantly surprised by that review.
Oh, good.
I have a little bit of a surprise for you, too.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to clarify, by the way. Food was 2 stars. Service, 4 stars. Atmosphere was 5 out of 5 stars at this McDonald's. I'd like to clarify. That is his experience.
Okay. So, 2...
For food.
For food. And then give me all of the star.
Atmosphere. 5 stars.
Okay. 2 for food, 5.
For atmosphere.
Okay.
Service was 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just making sure that it added up.
Yeah.
Okay. So about 3.
We're at about 3.
I would have rounded up to 4, but whatever.
Yeah, but you're not Paul.
Yeah. Paul's a little pickier. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, God, help me. What is it?
The rest of mine are redemptions.
Oh, my!
All 5-star reviews.
What is going on?
I know. I never do this.
So I'm going to bring
the
party down.
Yeah. I'm bringing it up because my ones later are fucking crazy.
Okay.
For my challenge. So I gotta feel a little bit better about reading them by giving some positivity.
Some light into this episode. Yeah,
absolutely.
Got it.
This one is from Gage. 5 stars. Love the diabetes they gave me. End of review.
God, there were so many of those fucking annoying people who were like, oh,
brutally honest.
Oh, obese people love to be here. What a great place to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, go get off the internet.
They're aware.
Get away. It's none of your goddamn business.
Oh, I thought they were talking about themselves.
No, other people.
Oh, I only found people who were just self-aware.
Oh, no, I did not find it. Unfortunately, I did not. They were not on Yelp, let's put it that way.
Got it.
They stuck to Google reviews.
Got it.
Yep. Oh, my turn now.
Oh, your turn now.
Right, okay, sorry. I have to bring the party back down.
Please.
Heather gave McDonald's 1 star. If I had a chance of putting no stars, I would have. Went to MCD's because I haven't been there in months. Was craving some unhealthy food and really wanted the new double bacon smokehouse burger. Yum! All ready to dig in, and you guessed it. Did you guess it?
they were out.
Wrong order!
Oh.
I am pissed! I called them, and they wanted me to drive all the way back there in 5 o'clock traffic. Forget it. End of review.
They have traffic in Montana?
First of all that. Sorry. First of all that. Second of all, what else are they going to do? If you call from home and say my order is wrong,
yeah,
you have to go back. Like, they can't mail it to you. Like, I don't know what, like, I understand the frustration, but saying they wanted me to drive all the way back there, well, sure, to give you your new food, to your yummy bacon burger, yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was such a, like, she wasn't going to be pleased no matter what.
Exactly.
She just wanted to call, complain, and then go on the internet and complain.
Yeah.
I am sorry that she didn't get her double bacon smokehouse burger, but it sounds like if she had just braved that bad, bad Minnesota traffic, Montana.
Wow, we're just insulting everyone here right now.
Montana traffic.
For Alabama, now we're insulting Montana and Minnesota.
Across the great country of ours. Yeah. All she had to do was brave that traffic and she would have gotten her burger, but... They asked too much of our good friend Heather.
And then, I guess, so apparently, though, they like McDonald's a lot by saying yum about that one sandwich.
Yes.
But now everything gets 1 star because of a single mistake.
That they offered to correct, checking. By
yes.
the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Okay, my next one is another quick one, same vein as the last one. By Calvin, 5 stars. Love getting fat and unhealthy. End of review.
Why? Why are you doing this? I mean, I guess. Sure. Yeah. Why not? Listen, if it's a 5-star review, it seems like they're having a good time.
That's the thing. If I'm dying, I'm just going to go to McDonald's every single day.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Not that that's what's happening here. I'm just saying.
If you no longer are concerned about your health, you're saying, yeah. I agree. I mean, right. And some people are like, listen, that's not my priority, and that's not none of my freaking business.
You do you, Calvin.
Calvin, your weight is none of, unlike what a lot of people say on the internet and elsewhere, your weight is none of my GD business.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd like to think this doesn't need to be said, but everyone out there, don't listen to what people on Yelp say.
Oh, please. Yeah, you're right. Yourself. No, no, no.
Like, just...
No, 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 no. Because there were some nasty ones, and I was like, is this the way that you try to get your point across is through, like, reviews that were rejected by Yelp and were down in that category that said, continued to read, not recommended.
Are you sure you want to read this?
Are you sure? You have to click this little arrow. Okay, I have another one star. This is by T. This reminds me actually of Heather's review a little bit. Went to get a soda. I was the second car from the last window. Waited almost 10 minutes for the customer ahead of me to get his full order. But instead of giving me the soda for free complimentary of waiting, they still took my money. Customer service is very poor. End of review.
Wow. Wow.
Can you imagine? Can I have this for free? No, ma'am. You can't have this for free.
The
what
person in front of you happened to have
about?
An actual order that took
wasn't
more
a Diet
than,
Coke.
More than just
also,
pour a drink.
Also, a Diet Coke is 80 cents. Stop. God.
Oh, my God. Well, that's probably what she was thinking. Like, hey, like...
Free soda.
It's only costs you...
Listen, 80 cents is 80 cents. I understand, but... You don't get free soda for waiting in a drive-through line like everybody else.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Just go in next
time. I wish. Otherwise, that's what I'd be doing with my time.
True. All right, my next one is another 5-star review by April.
Okay.
Went in with my granddaughters. One is 3 and a 3-year-old.
Nope. Yep. Yeah, so sorry.
Starting off strong. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Okay.
But
I mean, I'm very sure.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
That they're 3 is what I'm sure of. It's been made very clear to me.
Apple juice, and then she wanted yogurt instead of apples, and they were so kind to help make her happy, even after she spilled her chocolate milk all over the floor. Great job, team. Thank you. End of review.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And just for the record, I had to do some typo or autocorrect translations
you don't
in
say.
This review.
You don't
just
say.
Just if it wasn't clear.
I think it was a little bit clear. Oh.
Oh, just a cute one.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Anything that says like granddaughter, grandson,
I
grandchild,
know.
I'm like, my eyes
zone
go right
in,
to it.
Zero
I'm like,
in.
This is going to be wholesome.
What was it? My 3-year-old granddaughter who is 3 years old. That's the best.
Gotta get the point across.
And it did. Okay, so this is what I meant when I kind of cheated. So, since you do all the Google reviews and I'm on Yelp, I read every single Yelp review of every McDonald's in Billings, Montana. Those were the ones I found that were negative. So here, I thought, you know what? Let's make it a little fair for McDonald's. I got a review of Burger King and a review of Subway.
Okay.
As just to even out the playing field here a little bit.
Because as we know, McDonald's needs that. They need our help.
I know. And I know that, like, if we release this without this kind of evening the playing field, then their business is going to tank.
Yeah.
And
they'll won't send us the millions of dollars that they promised us for doing this episode.
Right, exactly. So I need to really just clear their good name. Here's a review of Burger King by Shelley. Now, it's listed as 4 stars, but... We'll see.
Okay.
Once you hear it.
The music might not match.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'd have loved it, but instead I got arrested. Fries were good. End of review. So it seems kind of positive, kind of not. It seems like she knows it wasn't Burger King's fault.
That's true. You know what? That's something that, you know, good on her.
I'd have loved it, but instead I got arrested. Womp womp.
Yeah, that's and if that's one of those moments where you're like, you know what, got to ding a star because I got arrested.
The experience wasn't 5-star, A+.
That's an acceptable reason to ding a star, if you ask me.
Did the police let her bring the fries into the car? That's what I wonder.
Smell good. I would say yes.
Maybe if they were those chicken fries.
Oh my god.
Maybe she shared them.
Yes.
So. Yeah, there's God. That.
It's weird that, like, gross stuff like that is what makes me wish I were eating meat again.
Yeah, I was reading McDonald's reviews going, all I want right now is a double cheeseburger, and I haven't eaten meat in a long time, and it's I haven't like, craved it in a long time.
Yeah,
but
no, it's not like a nice, juicy, like, really, like good
steak
quality steak. No, it's that, it's the gross stuff.
It's like that nasty hamburger filled with enough salt to kill a tribe of snails.
Technical scientific term, yeah, tribe of
snails. I don't
snails.
Know. It could be. A murder of snails sounds more likely.
I'm trying to Google what it is.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it's an escargotois.
No, it's not. Stop it.
I'm that's my understanding.
Stop it right now. Oh my god, you're right.
Did I pronounce that right? Probably not.
Used in a sentence, you can say, look at the escargotoire of snails. Or, used in a sentence, you could say, these french fries have enough salt to kill a whole escargotoire of snails. That's how I would use it in a sentence.
Oh my...
Escargotoire.
You know, all those people out there shouting that we are not an educational podcast, come on.
I hear them shouting it.
From the rooftops.
You're wrong.
You're so wrong.
Get off that rooftop, they're dangerous. See?
Wow.
I know a lot about the world.
Oh my god, that's two things this episode so far. We're not even done yet.
I know. You guys have so much to learn from us.
Okay, let's learn some more about McDonald's,
huh? Let's please.
This is a 5-star review from Blueberry. Full name, Blueberry Bush.
Oh dear, okay.
McDonald's should be rated way higher than it actually is. Some people go there to look for jobs they need to feed family, go to college, even save up to buy a home. Be respectful to the people who work at McDonald's. And thank you for reading this, whoever may happen upon this. End of review.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alexander, did you write this review when you were mad about the other one, about the English-speaking one
yeah.
or whatever? Or
how'd you know? How'd you know?
That would be something we would do. Like, hey,
feels so bad.
How dare you? These people have families.
Well, I give a platform to those assholes who are right. those like racist assholes. So why not?
We might as well give
Blueberry Bush the platform that they deserve.
That's true. So I, instead of going your route and just raising up all the good ones, I just pulled everyone else down with McDonald's.
Yes.
So here we are at Subway.
Let's go to Subway.
2 stars by T. I came in today and it had terrible service. The two ladies that were there could care less. When I told her onions, she put little ones on my sandwich. I am never coming back to the Subway. End of review.
Come on! Give us something else. Give us something else beyond the fact that they gave you little onions.
Can you imagine just being like, oh, I'll have onions, and they're like, okay, and they put them and you're like, those are smaller than the other onions. Like, what?
Just say something.
Just be like, can I have more onions?
Yes.
Or just shut up and eat your onions. You've got onions. They taste the same, whether they're small or big.
What a bizarre... I shouldn't be surprised anymore.
Also, if someone asks for onions, like...
That's a new one.
I appreciate when they give me the small ones, because I don't want giant hunks of onion on my sandwich.
Thank you. Thank you. Preach.
Preach from the rooftops. Not the rooftops, though. They're very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
We learned last episode that sometimes they blow off of dollar stores.
Dollar stores.
So be careful.
Okay, I have one final one. Another 5-star by Young.
Okay. Carl?
You know, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
My wife just died, but before she passed, she wanted to eat at McDonald's one last time. We were helped by a lovely young man named Tony, who prioritized my wife in her last moments. He was such a kind young man. I usually do not write reviews like this, but that boy deserves recognition for kindness and the impact he made on my wife's final moments. Thank you again, Tony. You are a hero amongst men. End of review.
Oh my god, I never thought this podcast could make me cry in...
Oh, wait, you cry about every episode.
I mean, sure, but usually...
Because I'm so funny.
Sure, that maybe. More in, like, I'm so distraught and overwhelmed by, like, the chaos and horror of these reviews. But this is just, like, poignant and sad.
Yeah. You read a cruise review about someone dying, so I guess it's my turn.
This is true. We like to sometimes sprinkle a little death into the show.
A little morbid reality.
Oof.
You're welcome, everyone. I thought that was sweet. And I thought that this deserved a platform. So, Tony, if you're out there, we're proud of you.
Tony, if you're out there, we're going to keep talking about you.
What? What does that mean?
I have a redemption.
No.
By Kat.
Okay.
A 5-star of a McDonald's.
Okay.
Should I go ahead and read it?
Yeah, read it.
Normally I don't go to McDonald's, but it was the day before payday and I only had a few dollars to spend. I was already having a bad day when I went in, but I was greeted by the kindest, funniest gentleman by the name of Tony.
No fucking way.
I'm serious.
Are you kidding me?
When you said that, I like stopped breathing for a solid 30 seconds.
That is insane.
I know. This is the last one I have, too.
The fact that these lined up so... Okay,
so
okay.
Weird!
Okay, I want to hear more about Tony and how great he is.
We were on different review platforms. What?
Yeah, we did. This is just this pure is coincidence.
The only person I've ever read about twice... I read every review on Yelp. This is the only person I ever read about that I've now heard, like, a corroborating story.
God.
I was greeted by the kindest, funniest gentleman by the name of Tony. Never have I had such a great experience at a McDonald's. The only reason I would ever go into a McDonald's again is if Tony were there. End of review.
That is so sweet.
So now I refuse to go into a fucking McDonald's unless Tony is there.
Let's go.
I think we all should hold ourselves to that standard.
Let's go do a show in Billings, Montana at Tony's McDonald's.
Can someone find Tony, please?
That's amazing.
You know how they did Helen McGuckin night? Can we do a Tony night?
Tony night? Yeah.
Oh,
that
Tony.
Makes me so happy.
I know. I cannot believe both of our final redemptions were about Tony.
I love that it's so positive, and I'm about to bring us way down with my challenge. But...
Oh, no. Okay, moment of silence for, well, A, that guy's wife, I guess. That's pretty sad. And also Tony's.
Yeah.
Tony's being a light.
The light that came from Tony.
Tony being a light in this world.
Okay. My challenge was to find a negative review in which the reviewer's complaint is largely based on astrology.
I'm very excited.
This was fun.
Was it?
I had a blast looking
okay,
at these.
Okay, I was hoping it would be fun.
This one was so good. I did find a lot, too.
Good job, Nurse Kelly.
A lot of 5-stars, to be honest. There are, like, people who are self-aware, like, oh, well, I'm a Libra, so it's really hard for me to make a decision.
Got it. That kind of stuff. Got it, got it, got it.
But, the challenge was to find negative ones.
Oh, sure.
So here we go.
Oh, sure. Okay.
My first one is of Surin West in Birmingham, Alabama by Maisel.
What is that?
It's a Thai restaurant.
Oh, okay.
1-star review. My coworker brought me here. Apparently, he and his family have been coming for years, and it was a go-to for them. That, however, is no longer the case. As often as I eat out, it's rare that I experience bad customer service. It's even rarer that it is bad enough for me to comment on it, but this place was just... Whoa! Our server was a jerk! She was rude to the point of it being impressive. I don't know if she was having a bad day, or we set her off somehow, or if Mercury was in retrograde. I don't know, because it doesn't matter. She was outright disrespectful and rude. Clearly, the absolute bare minimum standard of table service was a little too much for her that day. But the thing that really bothered me was when the management couldn't be bothered to involve themselves. My dining companion asked for the manager, and after the server bickered with him, we watched our server go back there and talk to the manager, and they then didn't bother to come over despite a specific request. Just took some money off the check and let our server throw the bill down on the table like it was a frisbee. That says to me that you're used to your servers being bad and are okay with that. Definitely not something that inspires me to make a second visit. I'm sure there are a lot of other average Thai places in Birmingham. End of review.
Whoa! I beg to differ. It does Rude. Matter if fucking Mercury's in retrograde, because that shit will fuck you up.
Yeah.
First of all.
That's the thing, is most of the time people wrote 5-star reviews that mentioned Mercury being in retrograde.
It's true.
Yeah. They said, like, I don't know why the most common one was people would say, I don't know why this place has so many bad reviews. Maybe Mercury was in retrograde at that point. I love that.
I'm also pretty confident that this restaurant also doesn't want her to return.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be happy with
also
that.
When she says, maybe we did something to set her off, I'm like, oh yeah, you did. Clearly you did. If you're even suggesting that maybe we did, yeah, you did something. What did you do?
This is one of those that is so obviously one-sided that it's very hard to take seriously.
Like, I just wish for a manager response to be like, thank you for your thoughtful review. as we recall, you showed up drunk and threw a glass on the floor. Like, that's the kind of stuff.
We have video evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please never set foot in our establishment again. You are banned.
Okay.
The next review I have is of a Blockbuster video in San Francisco.
What? I never thought we'd get one of these.
It was written over 12 years ago.
Stop.
That's what it says on Yelp. It says, literally says, over 12 years ago. So who knows when exactly.
So was it me? On our first computer?
Well, actually, maybe, and you'll see why.
Oh, God.
So it's a one-star review by Lisa. The end of late fees? Lies. All lies. They no longer have late fees calculated at a daily rate. What they have now is one great big whopping late fee, calculated instantly once you're 7 days past due on a two-day rental. If I hadn't returned Pan's Labyrinth today, I would have instantly owed them $14.99. So I love how specific
it
is.
Yeah, I needed to know, though, so I'm glad that she told me.
Which is probably pretty close to what a daily late fee would have added up to in that span of time. Oh, but I could have kept the movie. I would have just been buying Pan's Labyrinth at a discount. So, you're telling me that you're forcing people to unknowingly buy movies that they may or may not want to own, even like, under the guise of no late fees? Blockbuster Girl's response was, I don't know. That's just the policy. Listen, lady, I'm a Gemini. You can't freaking win with me. Especially not during my birthday week. My planets are all aligned and shit. I'm sharp right now. Long story short, the no late fee line is a bunch of BS. Return your movies or beware. And P.S. Blockbuster, all 8 copies of The Fountain have been out consistently for like a month now. You think maybe you underordered on that one? Maybe? Yet you have umpteen million copies of Alpha Dog, starring Justin Timberlake. WTF. End of review.
First of all, couldn't have been me. You know I love JT and I would never hate on him.
I'm so sorry.
Second of all, my favorite part is that she rented Pan's Labyrinth for her birthday party.
I didn't even make that connection. That's so true.
She's celebrating. Her planets are aligned.
Hell yeah, she's sharp. Get that's the time to watch Pan's
Labyrinth. Some PL in there. I'm a Gemini. You will not win with me. What does that
How
even mean?
How great
need?
Is that quote,
Nobody
though.
Wants that.
I was losing it last night when I was reading that. Oh my God.
I hate this person. They're giving Gemini such a bad name.
But Christiane, don't worry.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
As a Libra myself,
oh, fuck off.
I decided to find a one-star review.
Oh, I thought you
Libra.
Were going to hate on me. Okay, no. Okay, fine. Thank you for evening the playing
field.
Yeah,
I thought it only fair that I find one Gemini one, one Libra one.
That's so thoroughly appreciated.
This is my last one.
And it's a Libra.
And it is a long one.
Okay.
So buckle up. Buckle up.
I'm buckled.
This is a one-star review of the Groundlings School.
Oh my God!
Yep, in LA. So for those who don't know, it's a school that...
Improv.
They do improv... classes. You actually have to audition to be a part of like their basic improv classes. So you'll hear about that in a moment. Don't worry. This is by Paul, 1 star. I really don't want to give the Groundlings a 1 star review, especially since I took 2 of their classes already, Intro to Improv and Improv Workshop A, but I truly feel that this needs to be written.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, it does not.
No, oh yeah, wow.
Just gonna tell you
Shocking.
That. After taking the aforementioned classes, I felt confident enough to audition for basic improv, which is part of their core education track. For those of you who are thinking about auditioning, here's how the process went. It's free to sign up for an audition on their website. You sign in the lobby and get taken over to the building across the street. My instructor, a Dennis Quaid lookalike, more about him below. The class starts out with general introductions. Then you play an improv game. The game my cohort played was Red Ball, Green Ball, where you just toss around an imaginary ball while yelling Red Ball, Green Ball, Yellow Ball. Okay, no problem. I was on the ball with that.
Oh Oh, dear God. We all know this. Like, anyone who lives in LA and has worked in comedy in any capacity knows this person.
Then we played another game, where five people go up to the front of the class and start reading a novel. The rest of the class gives the name of the book and what it's about. Then each person has to create the story, while the instructor points at different people to start speaking at random times.
I love that, though. That's fun.
That's a fun one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We both have taken improv classes.
If you can't tell.
We don't show it in our show.
No, we never act like we think we're funny, ever.
No, true. Absolutely no problem there for me. Finally, the rest of the class involved scene work, where two people go up to the front, the teacher explains the scene, and you just go with it on the fly. Every person did two scenes each. My first scene I felt okay with. The instructor was saying that I was going too fast, which I got really annoyed with, internally, because it was a really good scene I was doing.
Oh, God.
Then my second scene went even better. Ultimately, I did not pass the audition, and I was really ticked off. I mean, to the point where I wanted to storm into the building and demand that the instructor get fired. This isn't being a sore loser or anything of the sort.
No, of course not.
Impossible.
No.
The thing is that the rejection email was sent to me 20 minutes, literally 20 minutes after the class ended. I was shocked at this, especially since the instructor said that the results should be in within 1 to 2 days.
So he was the first one they kicked off. I mean, get a clue, get a hint, take a hint, man.
No, you know what he has to say about it? That was extremely suspicious.
And
I know for a fact that I did well. My gut told me that I did well, and my classmate also said that I did well. So this was
because I demanded to know from my classmate, did I do well?
Right? Okay.
I was funny, right?
Could you imagine if someone said no? Like, what? Okay. My gut told me that I did well, and my classmate also said that I did well. So this was a purely personal and subjective thing. No question about it. And I'm not the type of person you want to do this type of thing to. Believe me.
Oh my God.
You're only asking for trouble when you engage in these kinds of tactics with me. Mark my words.
Don't stop.
It's just...
No.
Already way too much.
This is too much. And too violent. I don't like it.
We're not even over yet.
Oh, good.
Now, when I examine why this is personal, I can think of a few things. Not liking New Yorkers, him having a dislike for the other Groundlings instructors I took classes with. He was looking at my resume, after all. Or it could be that he didn't like the fact that I do astrology part-time for a living.
Yeah, I'm sure a guy in LA who works in comedy cares so much that you do astrology for a living like every other person who works in comedy in LA, including yours truly. I mean,
oh,
come on.
Oh, my God.
I'm having...
I can't believe I found
my
this.
My head
this is
exploding.
Perfect.
This is like
this
a,
is like exactly what I needed to
like
find.
This is like a parody of... Improv, like this, yes. Is why people hate improv, yes. For this person's existence.
It gets better.
Great.
Maybe an astrologer predicted his mother's death, and she actually died or something. I don't know.
What?
I do know that he's an Aries, however, and that sign is something I really have to avoid. The first headshot photographer who stole $225 from me was an Aries. And so was my former acting coach, who was best buddies with the photographer.
Alexander.
So now I know to avoid Aries like the plague when it comes to casting directors, instructors, and coaches. I'm a Libra, the total opposite of Aries. And although they say opposites attract, they can easily repel. And Aries is repelling for me, undoubtedly. So yes, this was totally personal. Also, about the instructor himself and his personality. He's very, very dry. He wasn't even that funny. My classmate and I honestly could not believe that he got through the Groundlings educational program. Compared to the instructors in my previous courses, who are absolutely fantastic, this Dennis Quaid wannabe just should not be teaching. He himself said it took him 6 years to actually make it through the program. 6 years! Either they felt very sorry for him, or he slept with somebody. I don't know, but there's no way this guy could be an instructor, nor should he be.
Or
get him,
him
out! Or he what? Tell me.
Or he saw an astrologer and they said that he would pass the course. And so obviously the astrologer was right. And so it eventually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then his mom died.
Yeah. Wow. That's exactly what happened.
What was the last line? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Get him out.
Okay.
It's not over yet, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the last line I said.
Okay. I'll buckle back in.
Bad, bad news. And seriously, you give me a rejection email only 20 minutes after the class ended, while other people still haven't gotten theirs? Come on, this is ludicrous. So as a result, this audition experience, which was my first audition ever, by the way.
Wow! No, you don't say! You're going to have so much success as you move forward in Los Angeles trying to make it big as a hilarious comedian. It seems like you really roll with the punches.
Left a very sour taste in my mouth. Nobody should have to be put through this, and if you are, you must call them out on it as publicly as you can. Make your voices heard! The email also told me to retake Improv Workshop A. I already took that and passed, so what's the sense in doing it again when I don't even get a discount for it? You out of your mind? All I was looking for was to get to basic improv at the bare minimum. I would have been happy just with that. But no. So I'm done with the Groundlings. With all those improv games you people play, I don't play games. My career is not a game. Thank you. End of review.
Don't come to UCB. He's going to try and come to UCB, huh? He's not going to make it very far there either. Good.
Yeah.
Not great.
Matches the challenge. Give me that,
like,
huh?
Like, really aggressively
too, too much.
Like, too far.
It was, like, too close.
Literally, largely based on astrology, this man is convinced.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's such a good astrologer, like, maybe he should figure out what the hell his problem is.
Ooh, good point.
It's a big one.
Good point.
Also, aren't Libras supposed to be fair and balanced?
That's the thing, is this guy's claim is to be a Libra. Come on. Libras like me, I would never, ever act this way.
Also,
I would never audition to begin with.
Aries are fucking great, so back off.
Ooh, you tell them.
Renee and Alexis are both Aries.
There you go.
I tell you.
What's Aries?
It's March 21st to April
19th
or 20th.
That's a lot more specific than I thought. So Tim's an Aries, and so is Ellen.
Yep, we have a lot of Aries in our vicinity.
Great, we have some great people.
Yeah, and they're all fun.
Yeah, unlike you.
And, like, chill.
Wait, yeah, unlike this dumb Libra.
Yeah, what's his name?
Paul.
I like how he goes, no one should have to suffer through this. It's like, do you know anything about anything? Because in the world of comedy, there are...
people legitimately suffering.
Women being, or people of color in comedy. Fuck off that Paul had a hard time in comedy in one fucking, his first audition ever.
So much like that, especially, like...
Oh, sorry.
And so much like that in, like, the improv community where... women are treated so poorly.
Yeah.
And this guy fails his first audition ever.
Yeah.
First try at auditioning.
Yeah.
And gets a rejection and goes and rants about it like this.
And says, this must stop.
Total victim.
It's raise your voices. Seriously?
Insane. It just, yeah. And blames astrology for it. What a bizarre, like, leave astrology out of your bullshit.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people like to pull that in. It's like, see? It backs me up.
Yeah.
And it's like, not if you make it up.
No, that's such bullshit. Okay.
That one hurts me in a weird personal level where I know that guy. And it, like, not personally, but I know that guy. And it really bothers me because it's like, they're so self-centered and, like, narcissistic and, like, self-assured that when something... rubs them the wrong, or when something rebuffs them a little bit, it's like they've never understood what it's like to not get something, you know? And it, oh my god, especially like moving to LA, when people like that get rejected for something, it does not end well.
Not at all. That's a good word though. Rebuffs.
Rebuff.
Rebuff. I like that.
It's a good one, huh?
Never heard that. Educational podcast for me too.
Welcome to my escargotois. Escargotois.
That's of knowledge. Our new fandom. Yeah.
All our escargotois.
Yeah.
Get in
that's
line.
You guys.
We're going to move real slow and avoid sodium at all costs.
I can't do that.
I can't either.
Okay. We'll come up with something better.
I can move
don't worry,
slow.
Guys.
That part I can do.
You guys don't have to be snails like us. Okay. So that's it.
That one was rough.
Yeah, that was something.
And that one, like, hits close to home, I think, but...
Can I just bring up Tony again from McDonald's,
Tony!
Who is so great?
Tony!
After all that negativity,
let's
I think we need a little
positivity.
Let's
dedicate this episode to Tony.
Tony,
all the
you
Tonys
are...
out there.
Yeah, all the Tonys out there.
And specifically, this time, this Tony, but
yes,
also all the Tonys.
All the Tonys.
What a good guy.
Good guy. Okay.
He just like, I mean, this woman too said, I was having the worst day ever. It was before payday. I didn't have much money. And was like, this man like completely turned my day around.
Tony swooped in for that woman so and for a man whose a wife is dying. Wife? It's amazing.
Oh, God. I'm so happy about Tony. Thank you, Tony. You know, Pauls, all the Pauls out there, not that your name's Paul, but you're if you behave like Paul.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Or you don't because you're so fucking...
Most likely don't.
Your head's up your butt too far. But yeah. All the Pauls out there, I hope they learn to be a little more like Tony.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe instead of astrology signs, we should just have like Pauls and Tonys.
Pauls and Tonys.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right, Tonys and escargotoirs.
You ready to hear our themes, theme and challenge?
Yes.
Let's move into that.
Okay. Okay, so I finally wrote a list of all the states we haven't done.
Okay.
I found all 15 of them. Believe it or not, there are 15 we haven't done.
That seems high, but...
I know.
I guess there are that many states that...
Yes, and although this is episode 38...
Yep.
There we did LA, or California...
Mm-hmm, because we did that special...
Nostalgia in LA.
Nostalgia in LA episode, and we did Ohio twice.
Right. So, somehow, believe it or not, we have not done Oregon, which I know you didn't believe at first.
That's crazy.
We had to go double, triple, quadruple check, but we have not done... Oregon. So I decided, what does Portland have a lot of? Books.
That they do.
And I went to that Powell's place one time, that really famous
Powell's
one.
Powell's place, yeah.
So bookstores is my theme. Bookstores in Portland.
Okay. Yes. That's going to be fun.
I feel like people up there like rain and glass, wearing glasses and reading books.
Yes, I have a feeling they're going to be plenty. I love this one.
Okay, good. Cool. So what's my challenge?
Your challenge was sent in by Caitlin.
Okay.
I changed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But your challenge is to find a review of a theme park where the reviewer got bodily fluids on them.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What was the original?
It was reviews of a roller coaster where someone got pooped on.
Pooped? Oh, God. Okay.
It was
so
a little
we're just
too
expanding
specific.
A little
so
bit.
So I decided to expand it a little.
Because you're right. That could go all sorts of directions.
Yeah.
So. I mean, have you ever watched I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant? Because... some of those are sent theme parks, and wow, that gets
God.
Wild.
Is that where they find out they're pregnant?
Yeah, in the bathroom, when the baby comes out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, bodily fluids, there you go.
I'm telling you, there's
keeping
all sorts of fun things we could play with this game. Okay,
when I
cool.
think bodily fluids, I think fun.
And Caitlin's the one who sent in like a whole email of ideas,
right? Oh, yes.
Right?
Caitlin's
our new
went
hero.
Above and beyond, gave us 50 states, 50 themes, as well
holy
as
shit.
Canadian themes, as well as random themes, as well as challenges. And I haven't gone through these, but a Between You and Us email as well.
Really?
Yeah. And I
so
put
I
it straight
think
in our folder,
be good.
But it's probably a good one because
I mean, Caitlin
this
also
is insanity.
Started the email with Hail to the Baron and Baroness of Cream, which is when I was like, well, this is going
to
be good.
Yeah. And according to Caitlin, we are doing the Lord's work. And in our opinion, Caitlin, you're doing the Lord's work.
Clearly.
So thank you.
You're helping the Baron and Baroness do the Lord's work.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You're our vessel.
So. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very much appreciate that.
And
honestly,
cool.
Everyone else, we've gotten some more people since our last episode who have written challenges.
Since my desperate plea.
Yeah, since your desperate plea. And I have actually starred a few of those
really?
Emails. So we have not forgotten about you people either.
Okay, good. Yes, yes. We'll go back to those. Also, sometimes I just like search for a city and it'll be from mm-hmm. months ago.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It'll come through.
If we haven't responded or mentioned you... there's still hope.
It's still
keep listening,
it's
please.
It's still in there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys
thank
for listening.
Everyone.
We'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.